Welcome to episode 93. I'm Stuart McCullough. I'm the CEO of VHAA. And starting with this week's industrial roundup, and in particular with community health, as we get towards the end of the current bargaining round, we are working through the last bits and pieces with respect to allied health professionals and dentists, and we're working out balloting times for medical scientists as well as dental therapists. A big thanks to those members who provided feedback with regards to the dentists and for their patience in seeking to resolve that particular matter. And thank you also to the feedback from our community health members about ensuring that the ballot dates are staggered to ensure that they are easier to administer. In terms of our health service members for this week, we are continuing to meet with individual health services to work on the schedules of saved provisions for medical specialists. Although that's a somewhat arduous task, it will remove the ambiguity that has plagued that group for some period of time. We have our last meeting for 2018 of our rural and regional HRIR manager group this Wednesday, as well as the nurses SDPPWG. We've got a scheduled meeting with the HMO manager group, as well as the final SDPPWG for the year for health and allied. Next week's podcast will be our traditional end of year podcast, including outtakes. And that's it for this week's Industrial Roundup. Welcome to the Weekly Update, where we go in depth with a particular subject. And joining me for this week's discussion is workplace relations consultant Yvonne Erpis. Welcome, Yvonne.
Thank you, Stuart.
Yvonne, would you be good enough to reveal this week's clue?
I can't wait.
So you may need to hold that one up. And we'll just show that for the camera and for the benefit of those people who are listening to this podcast rather than watching. Could you describe the object?
It is Jane Fonda's workout record.
I might grab that if I could. The fantastic thing about this record is that it's got lots of great songs by the Jacksons, REO Speedwagon, Billy Ocean, except it has Jane Fonda talking all over the top of them.
The right, head back and left, forward, head right, back, left, forward, now reverse, head.
Does it get any better?
It's better than that. It's also got these really handy diagrams on the inside to assist with the workout. And these positions are reminiscent of the positions that we often take during bargaining as such. But it is a fantastic classic record.
Fantastic.
So on the basis of this clue, what would you say is the subject for today's discussion?
Well, I would say it's something to do with workout and working out public holidays. And working out public holiday entitlements with the Matrix. Oh. Thank you.
Congratulations for being the first person to actually guess the subject correctly. That does take us to public holidays and indeed the public holiday matrix.
Fantastic.
So can you please explain a little bit about the VHAA public holiday bulletin?
Of course. So on the 1st of November 2018, we sent out bulletin 2367, which outlines the upcoming new Christmas and New Year public holidays for 2018 and 2019. This can also be found on the VHIA community app and the VHIA website.
And what does the bulletin outline?
The bulletin outlines the upcoming public holiday, so that is Christmas Day, Boxing Day, New Year's Day, and then Australia Day, which is the actual day, and the substitute day, because Australia Day falls on a Saturday, there is a substitute day being declared on the Monday.
Okay. And that bulletin contains a link, I take it, to the public holiday matrix.
Indeed it does.
And what does the matrix outline?
The matrix outlines the rostered and not rostered to work scenarios and everything within that, so for part-timers, full-timers and casuals.
So it's a spreadsheet that outlines the common public holiday payments.
That's right.
Yep. And the common public holiday payment scenarios.
That's right.
And the relevant clause numbers, so people can refer back to the agreement.
Yeah, exactly.
And it includes Australia Day and substitute Australia Day. So that's quite a bit of information.
It is.
Within the matrix. Are there any tips or that you would give members as to how to make that easier to utilise?
Definitely. So, as I've mentioned in previous podcasts, I do print the matrix in A3 format. And what I also do is on the front page, there is a header.
There is.
And so what I do is I print the page off, cut it out, and then use it as my little ruler. So that's a little tip that I have to make the matrix more user-friendly for the subsequent pages.
Oh, okay, so that you can always tell what the column heading is over the subsequent pages.
Yes.
So what does the matrix try to capture?
The matrix captures the roster to work and not roster to work scenarios.
And what are those scenarios? So roster to work means what?
Roster to work means that you are required to work on a public holiday, and we outline the payments for casual, part-time and full-time staff.
And not rostered to work includes whom?
It includes part-time and full-time staff who are not rostered to work on the public holiday.
That's general description.
That's right.
Can we talk a little bit more about the individual scenarios and how they apply to the various agreements?
Sure. So there are two payment calculations being rostered to work on a public holiday. You can either receive double time and a half or double time. So the agreements that offer double time and a half are as follows. Health professionals, including health professionals in community health, health and allied employees, including community health and mental health, management employees, including community health and mental health, medical specialists and doctors in training, medical scientists, pharmacists, psychologists, dietitians, etc., community health only, maintenance employees, SACs, and biomedical engineers. The agreements that provide for a payment of double time are as follows. General nurses and midwives, mental health nurses and PSOs, health professionals in mental health, medical scientists, pharmacists, psychologists and dietitians, etc.
So those are the agreements that provide for a penalty, a particular penalty for working on a public holiday.
That's right.
Do we have any agreements that don't prescribe a penalty for working on a public holiday?
Yes, we do. So we've got dentists, dental therapists, dental hygienists and oral health therapists. Work, including those working in community health.
And presumably that's really a product of history.
That's right,
as
yes.
As opposed to anything else.
That's right.
Can employees who do have an entitlement for working on a public holiday choose how that entitlement is given to them?
Yes, they can. So for more details, refer to the matrix, but an example would be for health professionals, they can get 1 day's ordinary pay, and in addition, they can select whether they get 1.5 days as time in lieu, 1.5 days added to their annual leave, or 1.5 days extra pay.
All right, so there are some flexible options with regards to how the benefit
That's
is received,
right.
Whether it's as double time and a half or some sort of mix.
Yes.
Who makes that election?
The employee together with, in consultation with the employer.
I think that it's driven, the employee can choose.
That's right,
I think
exactly.
It's an important part of that. And do casuals receive any extra benefit for working on a public holiday?
Yes, some agreements do offer extra entitlements for casuals, or some just offer the flat rate. So for the agreements which offer the flat rate are as follows. Casual employees rostered to work receive 175%. This is for health professionals, including health professionals in community health and mental health, health and allied employees, including community health and mental health, management employees, including community health and mental health, medical scientists, pharmacists, psychologists, dietitians, etc., community health only. The agreements that allow for the double time and a half payment for casuals are as follows. General nurses and midwives, mental health nurses and PSOs, and medical scientists, pharmacists, psychologists, dietitians, etc.
So it's probably just worth pointing out also that you've really got to refer to the matrix for a couple of the other categories, such as the social and community services, maintenance, biomedical engineers, and dentists. They're a little bit different. Go to the matrix.
Yes,
and
perfect.
Can you explain the difference between those columns within the not rostered to work section?
Certainly. So in the matrix itself, in the third and fifth column, we have not rostered to work full-time and part-time employees. And that basically means that you were rostered to work, but because it's a public holiday, you're not required. So you get the day off as a public holiday.
Okay. And the benefit for that?
This benefit stems from the National Employment Standards Section 116, and this applies to all agreements.
And effectively, that's almost the entitlement not to work and to receive your ordinary ordinary day's pay.
Correct.
And what about all other full-time employees who are not rostered to work on a public holiday?
For the all other full-time employees column, that means that you work across the 7 days, but you were not rostered to work on that public holiday. So the entitlement for those days are as follows. Payment at 1.5 days is for the health professionals, including health professionals in community health, health and allied employees, including community health and mental health, medical scientists, pharmacists, psychologists, dietitians, etc., community health only. The agreements that offer 1 day's pay are as follows. General nurses and midwives, mental health nurses and PSOs, health professionals in mental health, medical specialists and doctors in training, management employees including community health and mental health, biomedical engineers, medical scientists, pharmacists, psychologists and dietitians.
And once again, there are some slightly different variations for social and community services.
Correct.
Dentists, maintenance, and to go to the matrix for more information, which does sound a lot like if pain persists, do consult with your doctor.
That's right.
So lastly, in terms of all other part-time employees who are not rostered to work on a public holiday.
Mm-hmm. So this falls into two categories. They could receive a pro rata payment for not working the day, for being rostered off, or if they've worked 50% or more of the day over the past 6 months, they get a payment as well.
Okay, so if we can break those down in turn.
Yes, of course.
Can you discuss the pro rata payment in more detail?
Yes, of course. So the pro rata payment is based on a calculation that is the number of hours worked in a week over 38 multiplied by the usual shift length worked, and then you get the payment calculation. So the agreements that earn this entitlement are as follows. Nurses and mental health nurses, medical scientists, pharmacists, psychologists, etc., including community health and biomedical engineers.
So do all part-time employees who are not rostered to work receive that pro rata entitlement?
Yes, they do, regardless of whether or not they may never work that day.
And whether they have a set roster?
That's right.
And which employees have that 50% rule or more of the day over the past 6 months? Who is subject to that particular
approach? Okay, so there's a few categories. I will go through them. The employees who receive 1.5 days pay based on if they've worked 50% or more of the day over the past 6 months are health and allied, including community health and mental health. Employees who receive 1 day's pay if they have worked 50% or more of that day over the past 6 months are management employees, including community health and mental health, and health professionals working in community health.
So I feel we have some gaps. What about allied health professionals?
So allied health professionals have no clear entitlement. However, long-standing custom and practice is that if they have worked 50% or more of that day over the past 6 months, they get 1.5 days pay.
So we would recommend that as a rule of thumb.
Yep, for sure.
So the matrix, I take it, goes into a lot more detail with regards to those?
Yes, it does.
And in terms of common questions around something like the taking of sick leave and public holidays, how does that work?
Certainly. So if an employee calls in sick, they are paid public holiday not worked for the day. So their sick leave is not deducted, and that stems from Section 98 of the National Employment Standards.
And what about something like, say, annual leave and public holidays?
Certainly. So if they take a period of annual leave and a public holiday was to fall within that, they would be paid public holiday not worked again.
And part-time employees?
The same would apply to part-timers. If it's a day that they were not rostered to work, they would also have the pro rata payment applied to their annual leave.
Okay. So annual leave doesn't negate the entitlement to public holidays?
No, that's exactly right. So, for example, just to expand on that point about part-timers, they would get the days that they're rostered to work as a public holiday, not worked, but also if they're not rostered to work, the pro rata would apply to them as well.
Okay. So we've got two categories
to get
into.
We do, yes. Yep.
That really takes us to Australia Day, which is a little bit complex because it falls on a weekend, and we always have that additional complexity when a public holiday falls on a weekend.
We do.
So, what's happening in 2019?
Okay, so just to break it down, Australia Day 2019 falls on a Saturday. So we have a substitute day, which has been declared on Monday, the 28th of January.
Mm-hmm.
So there are two categories for this upcoming public holiday.
Okay.
We have the days that have been substituted to the Monday, or we have the agreements that actually give both days as a public holiday, but you would only get one of the days, you wouldn't get both.
Oh, okay. So we have, just to cover that off again, there are some that just recognise the substitute.
Yes, days, for the Monday, correct.
Days that recognise both, but an employee can only get the benefit of one.
That's right.
Okay. Take us through the agreements that substitute Australia Day public holiday to the 28th.
Certainly. They are as follows. Health professionals, including health professionals in community health, health and allied employees, including community health and mental health, management employees, including community health and mental health, general dentists, including community health, dental therapists, dental hygienists, oral health therapists, including community health, biomedical engineers, and the SACS agreement. The agreements that offer the payment for either day, but not both, are as follows. General nurses and midwives, including mental health, medical specialists and doctors in training, medical scientists, pharmacists, psychologists, dietitians, including community health and maintenance employees.
Okay, so that gives us an overview with respect to the public holiday matrix. Of course, if anyone has any queries, they can either phone VHAA or send their query to query@vhaa.com.au.
Perfect.
And also, I understand that we want to just have a quick word to members about what they can expect in terms of the public holiday matrix for next year.
We will be publishing the matrix for next year's public holidays on the following dates. So for Labor Day, Easter, Anzac Day and Queen's Birthday, the matrix will be published on the 5th of February next year. For Grand Final Eve and Melbourne Cup Day, it will be published on the 5th of August next year. And for Christmas and New Year, it will be published on the 18th of October next year.
We'll be sending those dates to members so that they can know in advance when to expect the public holiday matrix.
That's right.
In terms of the setting of those dates, we've included time to consult with the unions as well as with our payroll reference group.
Indeed.
Prior to publication. And just worth saying that this year's public holiday matrix has been the subject of consultation
with
the payroll reference group.
Absolutely.
And with our colleagues in the unions.
That's right. Yes.
Yvonne, thank you so much for taking me through the public holiday matrix today.
Thank you, Stuart.
I think there's no way to end this particular podcast other than with further music from the Jane Fonda Workout album. Thank you, Yvonne.
Thank you, Stuart.
And thank you, Jane.
Thanks, Jane.
To start the workout, we're going to begin with a warm-up. Stand with your feet a little more than hip distance apart, stomach pulled in, buttocks tight. We're going to start with head rolls. To the right, head back and left, forward, head right, back, left, forward. Now reverse, head back, right, forward, head left and back, right, forward. Now shoulder lifts, right, lift, lift and right, lift and three, lift, left, lift, four and right, left. Lift and five, lift, left, lift and six, lift, left, lift and seven, lift, left, lift and eight, lift, left, lift. Now inhale, open your arms to the side, exhale and raise them over your head. Now reach with the right arm, lift, stretch, now left, stretch and right, stretch, left, stretch and three. Stretch, left, stretch, and four. Stretch, left.